Today, my dear faithful, the 26th Sunday after Pentecost, and the Mass for today is taken from the 6th Sunday after the Epiphany. Now, the Epistle is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God for you all, making remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor and charity, and of the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election, for our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith, which is toward God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds. But when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. A grain of mustard seed, which is the least indeed of all seeds, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh a tree. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, my dear faithful, our Lord gives us a most valuable lesson. He says, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. With this homely analogy, our Savior wants to illustrate that the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs and becometh a tree. By the kingdom of heaven, Christ meant in this his church. By the mustard seed is signified the teaching of Christ and his gospel. For at first, our Savior's teaching, it seemed very insignificant, like the mustard seed. Jesus Christ preached only in the land of the Jews. And what he taught also appeared very humble and simple in comparison to the complicated teachings of the scholars of that time. Our Lord did not use fancy and highfalutin language, but instead homely analogies and parables like in today's gospel that even the fishermen and shepherds could easily understand. And yet that same simple teaching that he gave, it seemed unbearable as well, because it demanded a denial of earthly things, forgiveness of injuries, the love of our enemies. It was almost as if it was a scandal to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles, as St. Paul describes it. But as soon as the apostles began to teach this doctrine, these 12 lowly fishermen who did not have much learning between them. They brought the Catholic faith to the entire world. And how fast and quickly Christ's kingdom spread on earth. Within 50 years or so, from that small, lowly beginning, the faith was being taught and even flourishing throughout the Roman Empire. That same mighty Roman Empire, after hundreds and hundreds of years surviving everything that challenged it, it fell to barbarian hordes that swept throughout that empire. But that mustard seed of the Catholic faith that was persecuted, that suffered martyrdoms, so much torture and death, it took root and it grew. It grew from that small, insignificant beginning until it was the mighty tree of the church that has been the leading light of civilization for the past 2,000 years. Such, my dear faithful, is the power of the teaching of Christ, both in the world at large and as well in each and every individual person. We can use that same analogy of the mustard seed for our daily lives and those things that life presents to us. You often hear that all you have to do to earn heaven is to perform your daily duties well, the various circumstances that your daily life presents to you. That is all that God asks of you. Well, our Lord says, if the little things make up the kingdom of heaven, so they will also be the means by which you will become holy and save your souls, and as well help others save theirs as well. Those little things, the little mustard seeds, as it were, of your daily life, these become the great tree of virtue, of holiness, of sanctifying grace. Each day, God Almighty is watching out for us, providing for us whatever we need at each moment so that we can become truly holy. And so it is a matter of how we accept these daily occurrences, the trials that we all face, as well as the successes and joys we experienced. How do we use them for God's glory? St. John Bosco says that we can become saints just by putting a lot of love and care in all we do, and doing it all with a smile for the Lord, even when the going is hard. To help you then perform your duty before God Almighty, to grow in this love for Him, I encourage you, my dear faithful, to make the morning offering each day. In the morning, we should start the day off by offering all we do to God and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. By doing so, it's as if we plant the seed of faith in our day. We start it off by looking to God, remembering what we are living this day for, to earn our place in heaven. By doing so, we make the intention to offer everything we do, all that we think, all that we say, all that we act, to God Almighty. For it is true that we cannot have this consistent attention throughout the day. We should then offer all that we do to God Almighty, so that that same seed takes root in everything we do and turns it to the glory of God. And every day we should begin with this thought of God, His planting of the mustard seed, so to speak. As St. John Bosco says, a successful and happy day depends chiefly on a good beginning. Therefore, as soon as you awake, raise your heart to God and say the simple morning offering prayer that we find in our catechism book, and offer to Him everything you do throughout the day. This was also the practice of the saintly Gothold. He was most careful never to omit his morning and evening prayers, whether he was a monk or, as he later became, an archbishop in the later 900s to the 1000s. He was most careful never to omit his morning and evening prayers, as I said, and was also always sure to say them with great devotion. For he said, "If you say your morning and evening prayers, you will be God's true child and a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all the days of your life. The prayer in the morning will procure for you the graces needful to you during the course of the day, and the prayer at night, those you need during the night." Gothold knew this from his own experience, and he said that these prayers regularly said become, as it were, a continual charity uniting you to God from the beginning of your life until the end thereof. Again, like the mustard seed, it may seem so small, this little tiny practice, these few moments of offering your day to God. But no matter how small it may seem, this offering can turn your day into one of great worth. For all your thoughts, words, and actions are now acts of love for God. It will move the heart of the Almighty. And to move the Almighty, the infinite God, that is truly a great thing. In fact, the greatest thing we can possibly do in our lives. St. Alphonsus says, every action done with an intention of pleasing God, of however little value that action may be, a kind word, an innocent gesture, it is worth more than many great works done without such pure intention. And no matter what you do, you can gain graces for it, if done for the love of God. And so, my dear faithful, I urge you then, as soon as you rise in the morning, to direct to God all the actions of your day. And then, strive as you can, throughout the day, to try to recall that same morning offering. Renew it before you begin something, for example, so that it draws your mind and heart to God again. Do your best to remember that all you do, the whole purpose of your life on earth and every action that composes it, is to help you attain your place in heaven, to go to your heavenly home. Put that same love in those small duties of daily life as you would do if you were faced with martyrdom. And by that simple offering, may you grow that mustard seed of the faith and make it part of your daily life. May it grow and become a mighty tree of virtue and grace, that all may marvel at it. And then they may take rest in it, for they will see the goodness that you practice, and they will be encouraged to practice those same virtues themselves. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.